Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Pandora Cable Company. What can I do for you today?
Hi, I just turned on my television to watch my favorite show, but I can't find the channel. Is it no longer provided through your cable service? I've always been able to get it before.
I'm sorry, Mom. That channel is now a part of a premium package and you still have basic service.
Well, I wish I'd known.
I'm sorry. There should have been a notification. Here, I'll go ahead and give you a free sample month of the premium service. Then call us back later if you'd like to change your subscription.
Number 32. Why is the woman calling? Number 33. According to the man, what has recently changed? Number 34. What does the man offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
There's another order already. Did a large party come in?
No, but we'll have more customers from now on because Owen's Diner across town closed this week. Now we're the only burger place in the area.
Oh, I see. Well, if it's going to be this busy every day, we need to keep an eye on our stock of food. We might sell out.
I already thought of that. I placed an extra order from our supplier this morning. Number 35. Where are the speakers? Number 36. Why is the man expecting more customers than usual? Number 37. What does the man say he did? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Let's see. How about you, Lily? How were sales for our new line of printers in August?
Well, sales increased by 8%, which is great. However, this was mostly done in the domestic market.
The plan is to become more competitive internationally. Elizabeth, why aren't we doing better abroad?
I think we lack the staff to adequately represent our business overseas. We need to open an office in Europe that can better handle our printer sales.
I'm not sure we're able to make such a dramatic expansion. However, purchasing a smaller foreign company in our industry could help us achieve the same goal. Number 38. What product are the speakers discussing? Number 39. What does Elizabeth suggest? Number 40. What does the man propose? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Bethany. Is everything ready for the Simmons exhibition in the art gallery?
Actually, I just got off the phone with the artist. Apparently, he's decided to completely redo the large sculpture we were planning to display in the main hall.
And the opening night is still this Friday?
Yes, and that can't be changed. However, I'll message Miss Wright in our public relations department to see if we can get the starting time delayed until later in the evening. We'll probably need an extra hour or two to set up that afternoon.
Number 41. What are the speakers working on? Number 42. What does the man say?
The opening night is still this Friday.
Number 43. What does the woman say she will do next? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Dylan. I know you've been working hard on the new microwave prototypes, but something has come up. We won't need them to be ready for a few more months.
Oh, okay. That's actually good news. May I ask why the deadline has changed?
Well, my department has decided to make several budget cuts, so the company can't fund as many projects simultaneously.
I see. I'll notify my teammates to let them know that we have extra time. Number 44. What does the woman notify the man about? Number 45. According to the woman, what recently happened in her department? Number 46. What does the man say he will do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Jerome, I want you to write a review of Techstar's newest tablet computer. It's a budget model, but it supposedly still has a top-quality display.
Sure thing. You know I worked at Techstar briefly when I was still an engineer.
Yes, I'm aware. That's why I selected you for this task. And I would like it to be ready to print in our next issue.
That comes out next week. I can do it, but it won't be as detailed as it could be.
Actually, I was thinking you could work on Saturday. You can take your time researching and writing, and then I'll let you take next Friday off.
Number 47. What does the woman ask the man to create? Number 48. According to the woman, why was the man selected for the project? Number 49. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Sadie, I just spoke with Mr. Kellyson. He wants us to add Italian-style brick oven pizza to our menu. Our competitors have introduced it, and it's selling really well. He thinks we'll lose a lot of customers if we don't follow the trend.
But we would need to buy a special oven. It won't be cheap, and it will take a lot of space. I think we need to talk this over and make sure it's a realistic option.
Actually, a pizza shop in Albany is going out of business, and the owners are selling all of the kitchen appliances. We should go and see about buying their oven. I think we could negotiate a fair price with them.
Number 50. What industry do the speakers work in? Number 51. What is the woman concerned about? Number 52. Why will the speakers go to Albany? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
All right, everyone. We'll be working here at the Concord Business Tower for the next 3 hours. The bathrooms on each floor need to be cleaned, and the trash in the cafeteria needs to be sorted and taken out. I'll take care of that first.
I'll start cleaning the windows on the 6th and 7th floors. Lisa, could you clean the ones on the 8th and 9th floors?
The client wants the conference hall's carpet shampooed.
Oh, I forgot. I'll work fast and clean the windows on every floor.
Great. Let's meet out front at 4 o'clock to pack up our supplies.
Okay, I should be finished by then.
Number 53. Where are the speakers? Number 54. What does the woman say?
The client wants the conference hall's carpet shampooed.
Number 55. What do the speakers agree to do at 4 o'clock? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Hello, this is Tim from Sigma Stationery and Supplies. How can I help you?
I just bought a Renly S10 wireless printer from your store, but it isn't working correctly.
It's one of our most popular office appliances. What's wrong with it?
I'm a graphic artist, so I need to print my work in great detail, but it won't print in color. Obviously, I can't have all of my samples in black and white.
It should be easy to switch between the two. Are you sure the settings are correct from your computer?
I can't seem to bring up that window.
Go ahead and turn your computer off and on. Software might need to finish installing. Number 56. Where does the man most likely work? Number 57. What problem does the woman mention about a printer? Number 58. What does the man tell the woman to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hugh, did you take a look at the comments on the Film Festival webpage?
Yeah, a lot of contributors were upset about their late showing times. They wanted their premieres to be earlier in the evening.
Honestly, I don't think it was a big deal. The turnout this year was better than ever, even for the later films.
I agree, but a lot of attendees still left early, especially if they came with their children.
Well, that's true, but we specifically reserve daytime showings for more family-oriented material. All of the directors should understand that at least.
I get it, but maybe next year we should have one additional day of showings just to ensure that everyone has a chance to see them.
Number 59. According to the man, what did some people complain about? Number 60. Why does the woman say she is not concerned? Number 61. What does the man suggest? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and table.
Mary, I'm getting this order ready for shipping, but I think the customer gave us the wrong zip code for his address.
Actually, some of the codes in that area were recently changed because a few post offices closed.
Oh, I didn't know. Could you look up the new one?
Sure. What town is it?
Silver Pines.
Okay. Use this zip code.
Thanks. And could you post the new codes in the office?
I can, but our online store will be updated soon to recognize them, so this shouldn't be a problem again.
Number 62. What is the man having trouble with? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which code should the man use? Number 64. What does the woman say will happen soon? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and promotional flyer. Good morning, Ms. Watson. What can I do for you?
Hello, Willard. I want to remodel my living room, so I came in to buy some paint.
Well, it looks like you already picked out your colors. How many cans will you need?
I forgot to take measurements. I'll email you a picture of the room. Then can you estimate how much I'll need?
I should be able to. By the way, did you see our flyer? There's a really good sale right now.
Oh, I see it now. Well, I did misplace my hammer. I'll just buy a new one.
Good idea. So email me that photo later, and I'll get your order ready for pickup by this afternoon. Number 65. What does the woman say she will send by email? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which items will the woman receive for free? Number 67. What does the man say he will do this afternoon? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Thanks for calling Highland Railways. What can I do for you?
Hello, I need to travel from Dundee to London tomorrow morning. I tried several times to call your ticket hotline at 555-7788, but I couldn't get through.
I'm sorry about that. For the ticket hotline, you now need to call 555-6655. We changed it last month. I can process your ticket request and payment now over the phone. What time are you planning to depart?
I don't mind what time I depart, as long as I arrive in London before noon. I have to get to a 12:30 interview at an art gallery in the city center.
Number 68. Why does the man apologize? Number 69. Look at the graphic. What train will the woman most likely take? Number 70. What does the woman say she will do in London?